This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
How good does the Texans offense truly have to be this year? How good are those weapons on the roster? We'll get to a ranking from ESPN. It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Tell you what, I know Reggie's probably excited about the Bryce Matthews news. We were talking about it last week.
Yeah, he's been talking about him.
Yeah.
About him.
Off air, he was making the sales pitch on why the time is now to call him up with how he's been swinging in AAA. So I'm sure Reggie was happy to see that news. He'll be back next week. He's been on vacation this week, and looking forward to his return next week with everything going down. But let's talk about the Texans and their offense. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. I've been meaning to get to this the last couple of days because, of course, this is the time of year with all these rankings and these lists, and we eat it up, and it's fun fodder. ESPN.com put together a ranking of the best weapons groups, which is wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, for the entire roster. So like the teams with the best weapons, I guess, is the easiest way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Titans finish number 32, in case you were curious. Worst weapons in the league. Again, that's wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. The Jaguars finished 18th, or they were ranked 18th, I should say, after being 16th a year ago. The Colts were ranked 16th for this year, which is an increase from the last 2 years. And then you get to the Texans at number 14. The Texans were ranked 4th in last year's list. So entering last season, ESPN.com, led by Bill Barnwell, thought the Texans had the 4th most talented group of weapons. This year, 14th. Let's first start off with that. Does that feel right to you? Does that seem low? I mean, we could talk about the 13 teams ahead of them, but just back of the envelope, does 14 seem high, low, right?
I don't mind it. I mind it. I'd much rather be 4 than 14. But I don't disagree necessarily with their logic here. You know, last year, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, we knew what they had. Obviously, Nico Collins. And actually, Dalton Schultz was higher, yeah, was more highly regarded.
Joe Mixon.
As well. And Joe Mixon they brought in. So, yeah, I get it. This year, I think Christian Kirk is going to be really good for this team. And a lot of people would agree with that. A lot wouldn't necessarily. But you still got rookies, man.
Yeah,
Jaden Higgins might end up being the second best receiver on the squad, but he's a rookie and he's going to have his ups and downs. We talked about that this week.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Knoll as well. And Dalton Schultz has taken a step back. So I get it. I much prefer it to be higher, but I get it.
Yeah, I think it feels right, too. I'm with you. Obviously, you wish it was high. You wish it was number 4 like last year. But yeah, towards the middle of the league, middle of the pack seems right. I did hear Patrick Creighton last night in Area 45 saying that, I want to get the phrasing right, I think he says this has a chance to be the best group of weapons in Texans history, is what he said last night. I strongly disagree.
Yeah.
I have concerns about this weapon group.
Mm-hmm.
The running back room could be really good, as we've discussed. But just like you laid out, I have concerns about the wide receivers, depending on how things work out. And the tight ends have to be better this year than what we saw last year.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, Patrick, but do the names Arian Foster, Owen Daniels, Andre Johnson mean anything to you? Yeah. Would be my response. But, I mean, I guess it has a chance. You know, you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, everything got a chance.
Everything's got a chance, but I wouldn't go that far right now.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But here's my question, because we talked yesterday about the defense, so I guess it's fair today to focus a little more on the offense. If the defense is going to be, as we anticipate, top five defense, maybe top three, should certainly be top 10, worst case scenario. Like, how good does this offense truly have to be? Because, for example, maybe the other side of the coin is, well, last year we thought they had the fourth best weapons. Now, granted, there's plenty of injuries, but still, you know, the offense wasn't quite good enough over the course of the season to get to where they wanted to be. Now, this year, we believe the weapons aren't quite as good, but the defense is better. So where do you think they actually need to, by year's end, kind of slot in when we talk about this weapon group to actually achieve what they want to this year?
It's interesting you said by year's end, because I fully expect, and we'll probably overreact early in the season when the offense is not necessarily lighting it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize this is a totally new offense. Rookie receivers are going to be, you know, integral in the attack. You have Nick Chubb coming off an injury and coming into a new offense. I have higher hopes higher expectations for Nick Chubb than most people. But nevertheless, I think the first three, four, maybe five games of the year is going to be vastly different from the end of the year. So if we're looking at the entirety of the year, I think this offense, it doesn't necessarily need to be higher than 12th or 14th overall. I think the defense is going to be that good. I would prefer top 10 offense.
Yeah.
And it may well get there based on, you know, C.J. Stroud's abilities alone. But the offense is going to be, you know, the old work in progress thing. I think this is going to be the definition of that with the new style they have, the new players they have, and the new approach, new offensive line coach, maybe some changes on the offensive line as we get into the early part of the season. So if they get to top 10, then we're in business. We're in big business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I agree with that. I was just trying to find Bill Barnwell's list from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I should have thought of this before, but I'm curious where, like, the teams that were ranked in the middle of the league, where they finished last year's season.
Overall,
like how much success do they have, and what did that offense end up looking like?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do agree with you. I mean, the defense, this team I do believe is going to be led by defense. It doesn't have to be a top five offense. It just has to be competent enough or good enough where you're scoring obviously enough points to be able to win these games. And then you look at this division too, and you're wondering how tested you're going to be in some of these games anyways against the division. So I agree. Which when you look at this roster, which player or position group has the potential to be the biggest surprise on offense, would you say, for the Texans this year?
Surprise? I thought you were going to say best. Surprise is wide receiver position group, without question. As I mentioned, there's a certain amount of conflicting opinion on Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
And then you have the rookie wide receivers. And hell, you know, maybe some of these other guys, Berrios and Xavier Hutchinson, might surprise and step up over the course of the season. I think without question. Now you can argue tight end. I get that because, you know, if Cade Stover takes a step and becomes an every down kind of guy, then we're on to something. But I still think wide receiver.
And there is this hope that just simply Nick Caley having the tight end background is going to improve the tight end room.
Right.
So I get that idea. But I do agree with you with wide receiver. It's what I've been saying all offseason. I'll repeat myself again, but I think there's just a wide range of variance with this wide receiver
there is.
Group.
Absolutely is.
And so that's where it could be the most surprising for some, depending on how it plays out. It could be become the best position group on offense, depending on how things play out. We'll see, but there's a lot of questions there. If you are curious, you can find this list on ESPN.com. Bill Barnwell put it together. But if you're curious, like, hey, who does have the best group of weapons in the NFL? The LA Rams are number 5. The Niners are still number 4. They were number 1 each of the last 2 years. They obviously lost Debo this offseason. They're still number 4. Bengals are number 3. The Lions are number 2. And then number 1, they have the Philadelphia Eagles, who, of course, won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out with those top two there. I think the Lions is a really good choice. Lions and Eagles both at the top. That's going to be tough to top.
It's kind of crazy the Chiefs not in the top 5.
Yeah, let me find the Chiefs.
It's kind of weird.
That's right.
Like, I know when you look at the numbers, it's like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes not in the top 5?
That's because he's fat.
Too much tacos, man.
Yeah.
Lay off the Taco Bell, buddy.
Yeah.
His fast food orders might be in the top 5.
Yeah, exactly.
The Chiefs are number 12. So actually, I guess that goes to the point I was trying to make earlier of you don't necessarily need to have this, you know, the best weapons in the NFL to be successful. It helps when you have Patrick
Mahomes.
And I said
10-12.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 10-12 and you have this kind of defense,
you can still get to a Super Bowl.
The Chiefs have that kind of defense.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
And the Texans have that type of defense, too.
So there you go. And by the way, the Commanders are 13 right ahead of the Texans. And we know what the Commanders, you know, they had a great year last year, too, and made it to the playoffs. So, right. That's the point, I guess, I was trying to drive home, and we've gotten to that this offense doesn't need to be league leading. The defense should be good enough. Just don't screw it up on the offensive end. Keep Stroud safe. And be efficient and score enough points.
And one more small thing. Well, it's not that small in the grand scheme. You know, I think this offense is going to have a lot of short fields. You know, their numbers might not be off the charts.
But turnovers
with with this secondary and these ends, you know, you might get the ball at the 50 instead of your own 20. I mean, that makes a big difference.
That's a good point. It could be one of those offenses that is high up on points but low on yards because they have those short fields. I always love when you see a bad team, and they say, like, oh, the defense has allowed the 10th fewest yards in the league.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because the offense keeps turning it over.
Yeah.
The other team keeps getting short fields.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an actual good defense, which was kind of, I think it was the Titans last year, where it's like, wow, their pass defense is really good. It's like, yeah, because they keep losing. Everyone's just running on them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I digress. Hey, question of the day. What event, sports or non-sports, would you Brewster Millions your way into, a.k.a. buy your way into? What event, sports or non-sports, would you buy your way in to be able to participate in? Let us know. 713-572-4610. Text your answers. We'll get to them next. It's In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.